It is Wednesday, July 17th, 2013, and this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda, and joining me now is Becca Martin-Brown, features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
You know, it's the only time a little round woman gets to say, "My goodness, she looks a little chunky in that."
Oh, okay, you're going to have to explain this.
We're talking about the Miss Arkansas pageant.
Oh.
Which is honestly near and dear to my heart. I worked with Deanie Walker for years.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can walk a stage in a swimsuit.
In heels.
You can walk into any interview, into any.
Any situation
and handle it. And the Miss Arkansas pageant is also a huge donor of scholarship money. Last year's winner got something like $88,000 in scholarships and awards.
Oh, wow. That's a lot.
It's a lot of money. And, of course, Miss America is more.
Sure.
The Miss Arkansas pageant is going on right now in Hot Springs. Today is the first of three preliminary nights.
Okay.
7:30 at Summit Arena, today, tomorrow, and Friday.
Mm-hmm.
This is when each group of girls goes through the talent and swimsuit and evening gown, although they all have different names now, but that's what they are, and the interview process. And then on Saturday night, the finale starts at 7:30, and you can watch all this on pay-per-view this year.
Is that new?
I think so.
Huh.
MissArkansas.org gets $5 for the preliminary nights and $7 for the finale.
Okay.
Or you can get tickets through Ticketmaster if you can be in Hot Springs. Lots of girls from pageants in our listening area.
Mm-hmm.
So lots of people to root for and lots of gorgeous young women.
Thank you, Becca. Becca Martin-Brown is features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.